here at the opening of the Health Hydro in Swindon, a building that has gone through significant refurbishment to create a new gym and changing rooms in an old historic building that was known as the birthplace of the NHS. We're here with Jim Roberts, director of 4th Street, who's been leading on this project. An exciting day.
Very exciting day. It's a momentous occasion to finally see the doors reopen.
Have you used the pool yet?
I did. I dipped in this morning about an hour ago, and I was impressed by the lack of chlorine I could taste. It really was pure water. It was wonderful.
Those people coming back to this place, having known what it was like before, are obviously going to see a significant difference. Have you had a good reception so far from those that have come around?
Absolutely. All the tours we've given, everyone that steps through the doors is impressed with what they see. And I mean, there's such a stark improvement and change to the facilities. And really, there seems to be a sea change in the positivity of responses from everyone.
With heritage buildings, there's always some hidden gems and things to look out for, from the tiles to the roofs to some small details that really stand out. What's one that stands out for you?
The bricks. The glazed bricks are just a fantastic. They don't look too much kind of when you're kind of passing, but the quality of them, and when you see them in such vast quantity on one of these walls in the washing baths hall, it just really stands out as kind of Victorian impressive detail.
So here with Faye Howard, Mayor of Swindon, it's looking good, isn't it?
It's looking fantastic. It's wonderful how they've kept the heritage building and providing modern facilities.
Do you think it's something that's going to bring new people in to use the facility that haven't before?
I think having a gym like this on your doorstep in the town centre will bring new people in, yes. It should do. It looks fantastic.
Here with Barnaby Rich, Partnership Manager at Better Gyms. Barnaby, this has been a long time coming, but something that's really exciting for people to come back to, but also some new people to come and find and discover for the first time.
Yeah, certainly. So we're opening our main pool again, which is fantastic. Not significant different to what people have experienced before, but what they will notice is that we have brand new change rooms that are warm and comfortable and enjoyable to use, which it might have not been previously. We've got level access from the front entrance of the building right away through onto poolside, so disabled users or those who are less mobile might not have been able to come before. So that is a significant change, a huge step forward for us. And we've also got a huge and incredibly smart looking gym behind us here that we didn't have before. You know, we had a very small gym off. It wasn't particularly, certainly not as nice as this one. And I genuinely believe this will see a lot more new customers come through and use these wonderful facilities and hopefully lead an active lifestyle, which is the most important thing.
And there's a phase two of this as the Turkish baths are continuing to be redeveloped. Another exciting addition in the future of what will become an incredible facility here in the town centre.
Yeah, the hope was that we'd have the Turkish baths opening alongside the main pool today, but we've had a bit of dilapidation to the roof over the last 3 years since it's been closed, and we've now managed to secure nearly £700,000 to fix that roof, and that project is ongoing now. Once we fix the roof, I said it's not an insignificant amount of money, we then need to try and, we are working at the moment trying to secure capital so that we can then uplift the Turkish bath area, because fortunately some of those areas aren't looking so neat and tidy after all the rainwater damage that's got in there. So our hope and our intention, we can secure some money, we can improve the Turkish bath, and we can get it back open hopefully either later in the year or early next year.
Have you done a workout or been for a swim yet?
Do you know what? I've not managed to do either of those two things yet, unfortunately. We've been very busy trying to get the centre back open, but our general manager, Simon, he's already had a few dips. We've had a lot of our staff in there doing staff training, as you can imagine, is required for our lifeguards. So, yes, some of us have been in there, but I've whipped out so far. But I'd love to go in there and have a little swim later, maybe.
One for soon.
Thank you.
Here with Councillor Marina Strinkowski, Cabinet Member for Placemaking and Planning. Marina. Now, you're not one for gyms, you told me before, but this is pretty exciting. Is this tempting you to get in the pool or go for a workout?
Okay, I'll be perfectly honest. No, but I'm beside myself with how wonderful it is. It's just, the building looks magnificent. The renovation work was so sensitively and intelligently and well done. They even managed to make a modern gym look like it's in keeping with the historical fabric of the building, and I think that's such an achievement, and it's wonderful.
You've had a tour, as I have, around the building. What's a hidden gem that people should look out for when they're coming into this for the first time or coming back?
Okay, I'll be honest, it's not one that they're going to see, but it's the filtration system. So we have a groundbreaking filtration system installed. It's obviously nobody's actually going to be able to look at it because it's out of the way in the plant room. But what it means is that the water in the pool is less chlorinated because the filtration system is so advanced. It's only the second one in Britain. And that's probably something to look out for, is look out for how clear and non-stinky the water in the pool is, because it's being amazingly filtered.
There's a bigger message here about people getting active across the town, joining gyms, doing things like the longevity games to really get fit, because Swindon has, unfortunately, a bit of a challenge with health and activity levels. Do you think this kind of thing will open the door to people that may not have experienced it for the first time, like yourself?
I definitely hope so, you know, but speaking of myself, I sort of come from the building, stay for the fitness, right? So I think people are going to be interested to see inside the Hydro. Hopefully they'll get enthused by how interesting and historically significant it is from the inside. And then they'll come and see the facilities and think that it's worth them joining the gym. It's more than anything else, like beyond its Swindon significance, and even the fact that it has really a lot of national significance in our national story. It's a community hub. It's the gym for the central Swindon community, for everybody who lives within a 20-30 minute walk from here. It's easy to get to by bus. It's in the town center. There's plenty of parking nearby. It is now fully level access, accessible for anybody with any mobility difficulties or with a pram or anything like that. So there is no reason for people not to see this as their local community fitness center, which is exactly what it is.
So an exciting new facility for Swindon, well, refurbished facility for Swindon. Have you had a go on the gym equipment or the pool yet?
I've had a go on the gym equipment, and I've been near the pool. I'm booked in with my daughter later in the week for a swim. I was here first thing this morning with some of the swim clubs that were doing it, and they did offer to throw me in, but I managed to avoid that. But it's brilliant. It was great to hear their feedback. Obviously, the swim clubs knew the pool of old. They used to come, and they couldn't believe the change in the place, the coming in with the underfloor heating, the refurbished changing rooms. And I think the feedback they were saying is, it feels like a really modern leisure centre, but it's also got all of those heritage aspects to it, and it feels like you're somewhere a bit special. So, yeah, really nice to see them really enjoying themselves and having fun. And I think we're just really excited to see this come forward. And it feels like a really big step for Swindon that we've brought back one of our historic buildings into a really good, sensible, modern use. And hopefully this is a template for some of our other buildings. So how do we take this model, finish off the work here, obviously bring the Turkish baths in, the small pool over time, but also how do we learn from this and apply it to our other buildings?
If you could wave a magic wand, what would be the next heritage building you would restore?
The mechanics. It's always the mechanics. That's the one that we all really desperately want to bring back. Some of the people we've been working with on this building are having a look at the mechanics for us at the moment. And yeah, we just want to see what the art of the possible is. We've got some really strong links with Historic England, the Heritage Lottery Fund. After this work, they've been really impressed in the way that I am, that the sensitivity of the work here. There's some really modern plant, and like the new filtration system, the new heating system here is all state of the art, but it also has got that feel of the historic building, and it's that sensitivity I think that they're really impressed with and that we want to take forward onto our other projects.
They're two really key buildings as part of the railway heritage build originally, and so what would you ideally like to see the mechanics used as if it got the funding to restore it?
So that's the work that we're doing at the moment, is how do we try and come up with something that that talks to that historic use of the building. There was a lot of activities that went on there. How do we bring some of those back, but how do we also create something that is going to be modern, going to be sustainable, and can develop that revenue stream that is going to help keep the building going once it's back open? So it's work that we're keen to do. We've certainly got ideas, but it's work we want to do with residents to make sure that they feel a part of the process as well.
There's a real push, it feels like, for the last couple of years to get Swindon more active than they were before. There's some worrying statistics around health and activity levels. Do you think opportunities like this to come and find an accessible, affordable gym should get people to start thinking more about activity?
I hope so. I don't know if you remember what the gym was used to be like in this place. A tiny small building tucked around the edge past the Turkish bath. And now the gym is all cutting edge, all brand new equipment, right at the heart of the building when you come in. And hopefully that's a really important town centre leisure facility that we've got now. And obviously we've got our plans to have a lot more people living in the town centre. It's really important to have these sorts of facilities on their doorstep for people as they move in. So yeah, really pleased to see this come forward, and hopefully it will have a real impact on activity levels for Swindon residents.
Thank you, Councillor Jim Robbins, leader of Swindon Borough Council. Here with South Swindon MP Heidi Alexander and Paul Bundy.
Peter Bundy,
apologies, Chief Exec of GLL. An exciting day for a heritage building in Swindon, some really good news.
I just think it's an absolutely fabulous day. I remember coming to what used to be called the Milton Road Baths when I was a kid. We used to come every week with school, did crazy things like swim up and down the pool wearing pyjamas and picking bricks up off the floor. And, you know, I know that Marina said, the cabinet member for who's overseen this project, has talked about this having a very special place in the heart of a lot of people that grew up in Swindon. And so to see it restored in this way and see it just looking so majestic, actually, is it's a really special day, and all credit to everyone that's been involved in making it happen.
Does this set the pace for potentially other heritage restoration projects in Swindon, do you think?
I really hope so, because we're sat on the most amazing heritage in Swindon, and you've only got to walk, you know, 100 metres from this building on Milton Road, and you've got the Mechanics Institute that a lot of people in Swindon would like to see brought back to life. You've got other parts of this building as well, work still going on the Turkish baths. You've got the small pool. You've got the other areas which we desperately need to bring back into use. And, you know, we've got the Locarno up in Old Town as well, and there's been some news there. So, you know, if we can really start to build Swindon's future around these incredible heritage assets, I think a lot of people in the town would be really, really happy about that.
Peter, a heritage challenge, but one that your team have welcomed and partnered with in the restoration project.
Yeah, thank you very much. It is, I think what's exciting about here is phase one, is how you can modernise a building sympathetic to the heritage. So customers that will come in, Swindonians who will come in, will see that, yes, we've protected the heritage of this incredible building, but it's got a modern feel, it's got modern changing rooms, it's got a modern wellness, fitness area, and it just shows you the two can live side by side. So I think it really does set a clear marker for heritage projects in Swindon, and how they can actually move with the times whilst protecting all those important heritage issues. So congratulations to the council, the local authority. I mean, they've done an incredible job to see this, drive this through. It's a challenge, and we're really now excited to welcome everyone.
So to both of you, I guess, getting people more active has to be a goal of the local authority and gyms and councillors across Swindon. Do you think facilities like this should start to do that?
I think it makes it more attractive for people. If you know that you're coming to a place which you're going to feel comfortable in, where you know the changing facilities are up to scratch, you know that it is just a place with a fantastic atmosphere, I think that does make it more of an attractive proposition. And actually just going for a short swim, coming to do some gentle exercise, you know, making sure that people stay mobile as they get older is really important. And I think, you know, for people who've grown up in Swindon and have been familiar with using the baths here, this is a place that they'll remember from their childhoods. And look, I know the challenges with keeping mobile and keeping fit, but to have this fantastic facility here, I think it can only be a good thing.
Your facilities across the network are very accessible for lots of different types of people to get involved in. Is that something that's at the heart of GLL?
Yeah, absolutely. We're a charitable social enterprise. We're cooperatively structured, owned by the workforce. And the health and well-being of the communities where we work is number one, absolutely paramount to us. Here is great, just in the way of a good example where we've removed stairs and it's now accessible throughout. And the message is clear nationally, is that health and well-being is embedded in exercise, both physical and mental health. I mean, survey recently is showing that 50% of people exercise for their mental well-being as much as their physical well-being. So, you know, we know about the pressure on the health system at the moment, and health and well-being and the fitness activities we've got here has got such a lot to play. You know, it's got a big role, and this is one of, as you said, several in the town, and we're really proud that this now drops in and it's another, you know, another asset for the town.
Brilliant.